This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A new challenge has emerged for America's farmers. They're being pestered by a shortage of bees. Bees play an essential role, pollinating crops. But in recent years, the U.S. honeybee population has dropped by more than half. As NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, the situation is so bad in North Carolina that the state is subsidizing people who want to take up beekeeping.
When Scott Jewell takes a stroll in his backyard near Burlington, North Carolina, he sometimes needs to wear a bit of extra protection.
This is a veil, and this particular suit that I have is called a mountain suit, and the veil zips around the collar, like so.
Jewell, a professional meeting planner, has turned part of his yard into an apiary, a place where he keeps bees. Unlike most of us, who would prefer the stinging insects take up residence elsewhere, Jewell welcomes them here. Behind his garage, he has 9 colonies, wooden boxes, each with as many as 40,000 honeybees.
What I'm going to do is open up this hive, and you can see inside the inner cover, there's probably 1,000 bees right there. Let's see if we can find a drone. This is a male bee. He's really loud, he's really slow. His eyes are large compared to the other bees. Hearing how loud he is.
Jewell maintains these colonies mainly as a hobby. But like many beekeepers, he also makes a little money renting his hives to nearby farmers. In the spring, as flowers start to bloom on cucumbers and pumpkins and other crops, honeybees perform the essential job of pollinating them. Jewell says without bees, farmers get a smaller harvest.
Everyone thinks of the honeybee as the first thing in their mind is the honey. And it's just sort of a byproduct. The most important thing is pollination. 1/3 of everything that you eat require insect pollination, of which the honeybee plays a major role.
For that reason, North Carolina agriculture officials hope a lot of people follow Jewell's lead and begin raising bees. Like the rest of the country, North Carolina is suffering from a honeybee shortage, largely because of a predator called the varroa mite, which feeds on bee larvae. The parasitic mite was first seen in the United States about 20 years ago, but North Carolina State University professor David Tarpey says lately it's been spreading quickly.
I'm not one to be alarmist, but it really is serious. This year, nationwide, we've lost at least 50% of the bee colonies over this past winter. And so there's been a real struggle on the agricultural community to find enough hives for pollination.
In response to the shortage, North Carolina is taking an unprecedented step to encourage people to raise bees. In the nation's only program of its kind, the state is spending about $160,000 to buy colonies of Russian honeybees. Next month, Tarpey will give them away free, 2 hives apiece, to anybody in North Carolina who wants to become a beekeeper.
By providing people that have never kept bees before with some starter hives and to train them about how to keep bees properly, in the long run, that'll do a lot to help bolster the honeybee population in the state.
Tarpey says the giveaway has generated a lot of buzz about beekeeping. Though he only has enough money to give hives to 250 people, he's received more than 2,700 applications. And across North Carolina, enrollment is booming in beekeeping classes.
Raise your hand if you've heard of the varroa mite.
This once-a-week class in Raleigh has about 80 students, many of them hoping to receive free bees from the state. Some envision beekeeping as a chance to make money selling honey or renting bees to farmers. But others see the insects more as tiny pets. Betsy Spencer wants them to improve the harvest in her garden.
Last summer, I didn't get any cucumbers worth eating. They were all misshapen, the few that I got. And I realized that probably didn't get pollinated properly. And when I read about the beekeeping course, I said, maybe I should go take that for not only my own garden, but for the good of the environment.
Organizers of the North Carolina program concede putting hives in people's backyards will make only a small dent in the nationwide honeybee shortage. Scientists also are working to develop chemicals that kill varroa mites and to breed bees that can resist parasites. Experts say it likely will take a combination of strategies to help the underappreciated honeybee stage a comeback. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.